The Meaning of Meaning by C.K. Ogden and I.A. Richards. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Meaning of Meaning, written by C.K. Ogden and I.A. Richards, is a classic work of philosophy that examines the nature of language and its relationship to thought. The book is divided into two parts. The first part is an exploration of the nature of language and its relationship to thought. Ogden and Richards argue that language is not a passive medium for conveying ideas, but an active tool for creating meaning. They discuss the importance of context in understanding language, and the role of symbols in conveying meaning. They also explore the relationship between language and thought, and the implications of this relationship for understanding the nature of meaning. The second part of the book is an exploration of the nature of meaning. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is not a fixed entity, but is constantly changing and evolving. They discuss the role of interpretation in understanding meaning, and the importance of context in determining the meaning of a particular statement. They also explore the implications of their theories for understanding the nature of truth and knowledge. The Meaning of Meaning is an important work of philosophy that has had a lasting impact on the field. Ogden and Richards' theories have been influential in the development of modern linguistics, and their ideas have been applied to a wide range of disciplines, including psychology, sociology, and anthropology. The book is an essential read for anyone interested in the nature of language and its relationship to thought. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Meaning is the relationship between a sign and the object it represents. Summary: Ogden and Richards define meaning as the relationship between a sign, such as a word, and the object it represents. This relationship is essential for communication and understanding. Ogden and Richards define meaning as the relationship between a sign, such as a word, and the object it represents. This relationship is essential for communication and understanding. Meaning is the bridge between the signifier and the signified, allowing us to make sense of the world around us. It is the way we interpret and assign value to symbols, words, and images. Meaning is not static, but rather is constantly evolving and changing as our understanding of the world changes. Meaning is also a way of understanding the context of a situation. It is the way we interpret the world around us and the way we make sense of our experiences. Meaning is not only found in language, but also in the way we interact with our environment. Meaning is the way we make sense of our lives and the way we interpret the world around us. Meaning is also a way of understanding the relationships between people. It is the way we interpret the actions and words of others and the way we make sense of our relationships with them. Meaning is the way we make sense of our interactions with others and the way we interpret the world around us. Main idea number 2. Language is a tool for communication. Summary: Ogden and Richards argue that language is a tool for communication, allowing us to express our thoughts and feelings to others. They emphasize the importance of language in conveying meaning. Ogden and Richards argue that language is a powerful tool for communication. It is the primary means by which we can express our thoughts and feelings to others. They emphasize the importance of language in conveying meaning, noting that it is the only way to accurately express complex ideas and emotions. They also point out that language is constantly evolving, and that it is important to keep up with the changes in order to effectively communicate with others. The authors also discuss the importance of understanding the context in which language is used. They argue that language can be used to manipulate and deceive, and that it is important to be aware of the implications of the words we use. They emphasize the need to be mindful of the power of language and to use it responsibly. Overall, Ogden and Richards emphasize the importance of language in communication. They argue that it is essential to understand the nuances of language in order to effectively communicate with others. They also point out the potential for misuse of language, and the need to be aware of the implications of the words we use. Main idea number 3. Meaning is not fixed. Summary: Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is not fixed, but rather is constantly changing and evolving. They emphasize the importance of context in understanding the meaning of words and phrases. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is not fixed, but rather is constantly changing and evolving. They emphasize the importance of context in understanding the meaning of words and phrases. They point out that the same word or phrase can have different meanings in different contexts, and that the meaning of a word or phrase can change over time. They also argue that the meaning of a word or phrase is determined by the speaker or writer, and that the listener or reader must interpret the meaning based on the context. Ogden and Richards emphasize that meaning is not a static concept, but rather is constantly changing and evolving. Ogden and Richards also argue that meaning is not absolute, but rather is relative to the context in which it is used. They point out that the same word or phrase can have different meanings in different contexts, and that the meaning of a word or phrase can change over time. They emphasize that meaning is not a fixed concept, but rather is constantly changing and evolving. They also argue that meaning is not determined by the speaker or writer, but rather is determined by the listener or reader, who must interpret the meaning based on the context. Ogden and Richards emphasize that meaning is not a static concept, but rather is constantly changing and evolving. They point out that the same word or phrase can have different meanings in different contexts, and that the meaning of a word or phrase can change over time. They also argue that meaning is not determined by the speaker or writer, but rather is determined by the listener or reader, who must interpret the meaning based on the context. They emphasize that meaning is not absolute, but rather is relative to the context in which it is used. Main idea number 4. Meaning is subjective. Summary: Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is subjective, and that different people can interpret the same words in different ways. They emphasize the importance of considering the context and the individual when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is subjective, and that different people can interpret the same words in different ways. They emphasize that the context and the individual are important factors to consider when interpreting meaning. They suggest that the meaning of a word or phrase is determined by the individual's experience, knowledge, and beliefs. They also point out that the same words can have different meanings in different contexts. For example, the word run can mean to move quickly, to manage, or to operate, depending on the context. Ogden and Richards also argue that meaning is not fixed, but is constantly changing. They suggest that the meaning of a word or phrase can change over time, and that the same words can have different meanings in different cultures. They emphasize that language is constantly evolving, and that the meaning of words and phrases can change depending on the context and the individual. Overall, Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is subjective, and that different people can interpret the same words in different ways. They emphasize the importance of considering the context and the individual when interpreting meaning, and suggest that the meaning of a word or phrase is determined by the individual's experience, knowledge, and beliefs. They also point out that the same words can have different meanings in different contexts, and that the meaning of a word or phrase can change over time. Main idea number 5. Meaning is determined by context. Summary: Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by context, and that the same words can have different meanings depending on the context in which they are used. They emphasize the importance of considering the context when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by context. They emphasize that the same words can have different meanings depending on the context in which they are used. For example, the word run can mean to move quickly, to manage, or to operate, depending on the context. Ogden and Richards suggest that in order to interpret meaning accurately, one must consider the context in which the words are used. They argue that the context provides clues to the intended meaning of the words, and that without considering the context, the meaning of the words can be misinterpreted. Ogden and Richards also point out that context can be determined by the speaker's tone, the situation, and the relationship between the speaker and the listener. They suggest that the context can also be determined by the cultural background of the speaker and the listener, as well as the language used. They emphasize that context is an important factor in understanding the meaning of words, and that it should be taken into account when interpreting meaning. Main idea number 6. Meaning is determined by culture. Summary: Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by culture, and that the same words can have different meanings depending on the culture in which they are used. They emphasize the importance of considering the culture when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by culture, and that the same words can have different meanings depending on the culture in which they are used. They emphasize the importance of considering the culture when interpreting meaning, noting that the same words can have different connotations in different cultures. For example, a word that is considered polite in one culture may be considered rude in another. They also point out that the same words can have different meanings in different contexts, and that the same words can have different meanings even within the same culture. Ogden and Richard suggest that meaning is not fixed, but is instead constantly changing and evolving. They argue that meaning is determined by the context in which it is used, and that the same words can have different meanings depending on the context. They also emphasize the importance of considering the culture when interpreting meaning, noting that the same words can have different connotations in different cultures. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is not absolute, but is instead relative to the culture in which it is used. They emphasize the importance of considering the culture when interpreting meaning, noting that the same words can have different connotations in different cultures. They also point out that the same words can have different meanings in different contexts, and that the same words can have different meanings even within the same culture. Main idea number 7. Meaning is determined by language. Summary: Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by language, and that the same words can have different meanings depending on the language in which they are used. They emphasize the importance of considering the language when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by language. They emphasize that the same words can have different meanings depending on the language in which they are used. This means that when interpreting meaning, it is important to consider the language in which the words are used. For example, the word love can have different meanings in different languages, and the same word can have different connotations in different contexts. Ogden and Richard suggest that language is the key to understanding meaning, and that it is essential to consider the language when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards also argue that language is not only important for understanding meaning, but also for creating meaning. They suggest that language is the tool that allows us to express our thoughts and feelings, and that it is through language that we can communicate our ideas and feelings to others. They emphasize that language is the foundation of communication, and that without language, it would be impossible to express our thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 8. Meaning is determined by experience. Summary: Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by experience, and that the same words can have different meanings depending on the experiences of the speaker and listener. They emphasize the importance of considering the experiences of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by experience. They emphasize that the same words can have different meanings depending on the experiences of the speaker and listener. They suggest that the interpretation of meaning is not a static process, but rather one that is constantly changing and evolving based on the experiences of the speaker and listener. They argue that it is important to consider the experiences of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning, as this can help to ensure that the intended message is accurately conveyed. Ogden and Richards also suggest that meaning is not only determined by experience, but also by context. They argue that the same words can have different meanings depending on the context in which they are used. For example, the word run can mean to move quickly, to manage, or to operate, depending on the context in which it is used. Ogden and Richards emphasize the importance of considering the context when interpreting meaning, as this can help to ensure that the intended message is accurately conveyed. Main idea number 9. Meaning is determined by emotion. Summary: Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by emotion, and that the same words can have different meanings depending on the emotions of the speaker and listener. They emphasize the importance of considering the emotions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by emotion. They suggest that the same words can have different meanings depending on the emotions of the speaker and listener. They emphasize the importance of considering the emotions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. They argue that the emotional context of a conversation can drastically change the meaning of words, and that it is important to take into account the emotions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. They suggest that the emotional context of a conversation can be used to determine the true meaning of words, and that it is important to consider the emotions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards also suggest that the emotional context of a conversation can be used to determine the true meaning of words. They argue that the emotional context of a conversation can drastically change the meaning of words, and that it is important to take into account the emotions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. They suggest that the emotional context of a conversation can be used to determine the true meaning of words, and that it is important to consider the emotions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards emphasize the importance of considering the emotions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. They suggest that the emotional context of a conversation can be used to determine the true meaning of words, and that it is important to consider the emotions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. They argue that the emotional context of a conversation can drastically change the meaning of words, and that it is important to take into account the emotions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. Main idea number 10. Meaning is determined by intention. Summary. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by intention, and that the same words can have different meanings depending on the intentions of the speaker and listener. They emphasize the importance of considering the intentions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning. Ogden and Richards argue that meaning is determined by intention. They emphasize that the same words can have different meanings depending on the intentions of the speaker and listener. They suggest that the speaker's intention is to convey a certain meaning, and the listener's intention is to interpret that meaning. They argue that the meaning of a word or phrase is not fixed, but is instead determined by the context in which it is used. They emphasize the importance of considering the intentions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning, as the same words can have different meanings depending on the intentions of the speaker and listener. Ogden and Richards also suggest that the meaning of a word or phrase is not necessarily fixed, but can be interpreted differently depending on the context in which it is used. They argue that the meaning of a word or phrase is determined by the intentions of the speaker and listener, and that the same words can have different meanings depending on the intentions of the speaker and listener. They emphasize the importance of considering the intentions of the speaker and listener when interpreting meaning, as the same words can have different meanings depending on the intentions of the speaker and listener.